Graham, a valuable 3 points, and good to end that run of not winning a game.
Yeah, definitely. I think today was a little bit of a reverse from previous games where we've played very well and not won. I don't think we play to the levels that we have done of recent form, but we've won the game. So I think you could see a little bit of anguish from the players, you know, when things are not, you know, coming off as fluently as they usually do. And I think that's a combination of the, you know, the results of not picking up a win. So to come through that and win 1-0, let's be honest, I think we did deserve the 3 points, but we made hard work of it. But Port Vale have, you know, obviously under new managership, and they've had an upturn in their fortune lately, and we had to work hard to get the 3 points.
You said there was a bit of anxiety about, and in the first half, a lot of congestion in that middle of the park area with this narrow formation, and they were stubborn opposition, weren't they? They were out to spoil and try and pinch one on the break.
Yeah, well, you know, they're the away team, and you know, they're entitled to play how they want to play. That's not a problem. I just thought we sort of didn't pass the ball quickly enough. I thought we seemed to think we had a lot of time on the ball, or we were passing it too quickly, trying to play one touch instead of securing the possession and just moving it two and three touch, and we didn't move it wide quick enough. I didn't feel for our fullbacks and so forth. But you know, we tried to put that right. You know, just open their minds a little bit, because it can be like that. You're desperate to win. The lads have worked so hard to get the win, and you know, especially at home, I think the expectancy is to be winning straight away. And sometimes, you know, you have to work at it. And then when they've gone down the 10 men, you know, it's, you know, they're going to be compact and solid down the middle. So second half we did better. I thought the substitutes came on and definitely sort of swung the game in our favour even more, and we got into pockets of space and a little bit of cute play here and there, and we got the penalty, which was a, you know, it was a stonewall penalty, and surprised the ref didn't give it, you know, to be honest, because I thought it was about two or three fouls on Borley, but no, it was a great bit of skill from Borley, and Dozer's finished it very well.
The referee really created his own problems, didn't he? Because he didn't give it. Had he given it straight away, I don't think the Port Vale players would have reacted the way they ended up doing.
No, I agree. You know, it was a stonewall penalty. I couldn't believe it. And I originally was going off my nut, because I seen he hadn't give it. And I didn't think they were going to give it. And it was. And then I've heard the cheer, and obviously the linesman's got involved. It's a definite penalty. But yeah, a little bit like that. I don't know if he's onside or not, but. It was a definite penalty. It's put away emphatically by Dobes, and we did well today to get a result, because that was it obviously plays on people's minds when you haven't won for a few games. So it's good to get that off our back, and we have to go into next week now.
And ironically, we've talked about all the chances you've created and not taken in previous games, and today you didn't really create as many until perhaps leading up to that goal, when it was a really good double save from their keeper, and Nick Horton's come on and made an impact, as David Ball.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I was thinking. You know, afterwards that we haven't created the chances that we have done of recent games, and so it wouldn't have been a case of bemoaning lack of finishing touch, because we hadn't actually created. But I think, like I said, I thought all the subs came on and made an impact, and the save from Dobes, you know, I know Chris Neal, he was at Preston when we were there, and it was an unbelievable save, unbelievable. And and then back of your mind you're thinking, is it going to be one of those days? But you know, we kept knocking on the door. I thought Shuey really dictated the play and kept switching the play and linking the play, and we gradually got a hold of it and created the chance that we needed, and we're happy, because the lads have worked hard this week, you know, to create more chances. We didn't, but you know, you got to give Port Vale credit. They're an experienced team. They've got a manager who's an ex-defender who will, you know, organise his team well, and no one's going to come up here and open up, and that was the case. We had to be focused and disciplined and keep knocking on the door, and eventually we got our rewards.
Yeah, and just a word about the sending off, 43 minutes, it looked as clear as the penalty was, and the sending off was another straightforward decision for the referee.
I thought so, yeah. You know, we saw it, because obviously it was in our line of the play, and the lads lashed out, I think it was Danny, and, you know, in this day and age, you're putting yourself at the mercy of a red card, and I think that's what's happened. In a little way, it sort of maybe came a bit tougher for us, because, you know, it gives the away team, you know, when it's 0-0 and they go down 10 men, they're going to stay solid. You know, they packed out, they put two up, but they were played very narrow and compact throughout the team. It made it hard for us to break down, but you know, we got the 3 points. That's what we were after today, and hopefully we'll get the performance level back up, but keep the results.
And just a word about Nick Horton, young lad who's come through the academy and pulled a shirt on today, got a some 20-minute cameo, and I think it's fair to say impressed everybody this afternoon.
Yeah, we brought him in last year from Runcorn, and he was still at college and so forth. And he struggled last year when he came in because obviously he was part-time, and he's a young lad, but... he's worked his fitness level as he works in the gym to get that strength, just to be able to, you know, because he's got all the skill in the world, but, you know, just to be able to hold challenges off and get away from people. It's a promising start. He's earned his chance. You know, he's been patient. He's played well in reserve games and development games. He's worked hard with that, with Baz's group. And, you know, whenever he's trained with us, he's just looked like a first team player, to be fair. And, you know, it was getting to a point where we couldn't ignore him, and we brought him into the squad. Was going to bring him on last week, but then Cranes got sent off, so it was difficult to do it then. But he came on, had a positive impact. Now he's got to work hard again this week to stay in that group and push on.
Doesn't lack confidence, does he, either?
No, he's a quiet lad. Real nice kid. He looks about 10. But when he goes on that pitch, he plays like he's on the playground. And never shies away from the ball, put himself about, won two or three tackles and closed people down. And he's just got to keep his feet on the ground with his work rate and what he does training-wise and his physical development. But we've got a player which we feel is a little bit different from everyone else. And but he's played 25 minutes of league football. He's 20 years of age. And we're not going to get carried away. We're just going to keep developing him and keep giving him the platform to improve. And we have other young players at the team, in the squad, sorry, in Baz's squad, that we hope can take a similar path. And if they prove they're good enough, they will get the opportunity.
Just finally from me, a word about Nathan Pond. Not in the 18 today. Is there some news injury-wise, I assume?
Yeah, I mean, he's trained all week. He trained yesterday as well. And he just came off at the end of training. We haven't named the team yesterday either, but he went in to see Luke straight after training and said if that had been a game, he wouldn't have been able to finish. His ankle was sore. He's been carrying it for a little while, and you know what Pondy's like. He's a warrior and wants to train and play all the time, but it was just a little bit too much for him. So we're going to have a look at that next week and hopefully get him back. But thought Robbo, you know, Robbo's been chomping a bit to be back involved, and you know, he did ever so well for us last season, and I thought he did well again today.